I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Da 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 da! That's right! The baseball season is beginning in the time where you're listening. Oh, that's right! The last man in the universe could give you every winner from now until the end of known civilization. But I'm not going to! Because I want baseball to still have one interesting thing about it. That being, you do not know the outcome. So enjoy. Enjoy your three-hour game when nothing happens. You might as well watch cricket! Cricket! In your future, mankind will tinker. Tinker too far to build the perfect weapon. But what happens when that weapon longs to become a man? I can't remember if that happens in this one. Anyways, enjoy.
Okay, your desk is right here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Printer, computer, you can bring your own workstation if you want.
Perfect.
Pencils here, notepads. What do you call those? Pneumatic tubes. Mm-hmm. Pneumatic tube there. And here is your brand new security clearance.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Yeah, so.
It's cool.
Don't misuse it. It's not really a joke. It's don't misuse that security clearance. But yeah, you are officially level 7.
Can I just say, Mr. Stansfield, that I am so happy to be here. I mean, level six was okay. You know, and level 5, I mean, that was a lot of work. And I mean, 1 through 4, I've never worked that hard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
level 7, I'm trying to get to level 12.
Oh, well, you work hard at level 7 and we'll see what happens. You know, I'm only a level 10 myself.
You're an icon. You know what they say about you in the academy?
I don't know.
They just say that you're an icon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I am a classified icon.
Yeah.
It's right here on my badge, actually.
Stansfield!
Oh, crap. Yes, sir?
What's happening here? Who are you? Who's this?
Oh, well, General Hart asked. This is Nick.
Nick.
Nick Biederman.
Nick Biederman.
Yes, sir.
See on your badge, what are you, a 7?
I'm newly appointed level 7, sir.
Oh, well, welcome to level 7.
Thank you.
See, by my badge, I'm a level 20.
Wow.
Been here a long time.
I didn't know there was 20 levels.
That's right. There's more levels than you could even imagine.
I only aspire to be at the same caliber, at the same level as you.
You should only aspire to be the next level up. That's the secret. That's the big secret to getting ahead, is just aspire to the next level. You reach too far, you've reached too far.
Damn, it's so wise.
Yeah. Well, I've been here a long, long time, and I know my way around. I don't really have to do much anymore. All the other lower levels do it all for me. Isn't that right, Stansfield?
That's right, General.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, I'll be on my way. You take care of this new kid.
Okay. Jeez, what a hard ass.
Oh, man. Literally and figuratively, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I better let you get to work.
Thanks.
Take a look at the docket here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, looks like you got the Forbin project.
Oh, geez, what the hell's that?
You'll see.
Cool.
It's a number at the top of the piece of paper. It's one piece of paper. It's got a number on it. Pick up the phone, call the number. Welcome to level 7.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks for all your help. 10-digit number here. Let me just dial this up. 1-3-4-8-2-6-5-2-2-2.
Hello?
Hi, this is Nick.
How did you get this number?
It's on the docket.
Which docket are you talking about?
Well, it's a level 7 project.
What are you?
Level 7.
How many of them are you?
Only, on the 7th floor, there's only 7.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Forbin Project.
Oh, Jesus.
Click.
Hello?
Hello?
I thought you, what?
I said click, I did not hang on.
Oh.
I will give you instructions to find me. If you can find me.
Yeah?
You can shake my hand.
Oh my gosh, okay, let me just...
If you can shake my hand, you can look in my eyes. If you look in my eyes...
Yeah?
You can kiss me.
What?
It is a puzzle, figure it out. Click. Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here.
Why do you keep clicking? You gonna hang up or what's happening?
You did not finish dialing the number.
Oh, yep, yeah, sorry, there's like 4 more numbers here, I'm so sorry. Let me see, 8, 3...
Hello?
Hello?
What are you doing that for?
Are we in high school? Are we trying to break up and nobody wants to get off the phone? What the hell is happening here?
That is the correct countersign.
What?
Make your way down to the hallway. Door number 515. Knock 3 times. Turn the knob and enter.
515, knock 3 times, turn the knob and enter. Okay.
Ask for Dr. Forbin.
Dr. Forbin? Okay. Oh, damn it! Okay, grab all my stuff, grab one of these pencils, board, got the docket. Okay, here we go, take the elevator.
Hey, Peterman, how's it going? How's level 7 treating you?
Oh, you know, it's great.
Working on that Forbin project?
Yeah, you know about the Forbin project too?
Oh, no, I don't.
What the?
No.
Okay, look, I just gotta go down to the basement, knock 3 times, turn the knob, and then... I forgot the last part of the instructions.
Hey, room in this elevator for an old level 20?
Come on in, General Hardass.
Yeah, shut up.
General Hardass, hey, it's me, Nick.
Oh, yeah, the new kid, the 7.
That's right.
Oh, what I'd do to be a 7. How's your first day going there at 7?
Look, I got the dock and I dialed the numbers. There was 10 and then 4 showed up. I talked to this man who kept hanging up, but then he wasn't hanging up. And then he told me to go down to the bottom level and knock 3 times, turn a knob, and then I forget the rest.
Forbin. You talked to Forbin on the phone.
I think so.
He's trying to recruit you for his project.
That would make sense, because it's called the Forbin Project?
I've said too much.
What?
You've said too much. I blame Stanfield.
Stanfield?
Here's my stop.
Don't think you'll get away from this, Stanfield. You're still to blame!
Joe Hardass, how do I get out of this?
Get out of it? I want you in it.
What?
I want you to expose Forbin's project for what it is.
Okay.
That's a direct order from the General, level 20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, General, sir.
That's right. Oh, you're good at this. Hey, do a push-up.
Okay, 1?
Yeah, you did it. Ha-ha, still got it. All right, you infiltrate Forbin's project and report right back to me. I have to know what he's building.
I will do, sir.
I'm getting off here. Okay. Stanfield! I'll find you!
Jeez, they never gave me this much responsibility at level 6. All right, here's the floor. And knock 3 times. Turn that knob. Open up the door.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for the Forbin Project.
For whom are you asking?
My name is Nick, ma'am, and I am level 7. I've come down here to finish this project.
And you're looking for...
Forbin?
One moment, please.
Who is it, Cassandra? Who is it before?
The level 7.
What did he say his name was?
Nick Peterman.
Nick Peterman. Show him in. Direct him to the overstuffed wing chair in the corner. Give him a carafe of brandy and a Cuban cigar. Tell him to drink not and smoke not, and I will see him momentarily.
I forget which chair?
The overstuffed wing chair in the corner.
Mr. Biederman.
Yes.
Please, come in. Have a seat on this overstuffed wing chair.
Oh, this is nice.
Please accept this carafe of brandy.
No problem.
And this Cuban cigar.
I can't wait to smoke this.
Do not eat, drink, or smoke.
Okay, not eating a cigar.
I think that's everything. So I'll just back away. Back away.
Well, where are you going? Watch out for that desk.
Oh, ow, ow.
Hey, look where you're going, Cassandra.
I'm sorry, I get too fancy.
I hired help, you know, around here, and this is what I get.
I file things.
You file things, you give carafes of brandy cigars, and direct to chairs. How hard is that to do?
I have carpal tunnel syndrome. Arthritis.
Yes, I know.
I need benefits.
You'll get your benefits. You'll get all of your benefits when the project is complete. I've told you this. You just need to wait a little longer. Now we have Nick Biederman here.
Hi.
We are nearing fruition.
I will wait. Backing away.
Careful now. Watch the foot for the door.
Oh.
Are you okay?
I'm losing consciousness.
Look, there's a cold compress in my bottom drawer. Put that on your head.
I'll find it.
Okay. Nick Biederman.
Yes, sir.
I've heard much about you. I followed your progress in levels 1 through 4.
Yes.
Lots of work there.
Yes.
Level 5 was more work than you thought it would be. Level Absolutely. 6 was nothing like this. Now you're here, a level 7.
That's right, sir. And I'm here to finish or start or continue the Forbin project.
I have one question for you, Nick Biederman.
Okay.
Are you prepared to die?
Wow.
Just a question.
Oh, okay. So,
just yes or no.
Okay. Yes. Yes,
good.
Sir.
Good. Because it is that sense of recklessness that will allow us to complete the Forbin project.
Yes, sir. I am ready to. I am ready to put my life on the line for the Forbin project, sir.
Okay. You are ready to come into the inner sanctum.
Yes, the inner sanctum.
I need your assurances, though, that you will tell neither Stansfield nor Hardass about what you are about to see.
My lips are closed, sir. My eyes are shut. My ears are plugged. My bum is sewn up. I am ready, sir. Nothing will come in or out of this body.
Well, that sewn up butt thing is,
couldn't think of anything else.
No, it's a metaphor, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because that's a weird thing. Because I would say don't do that.
Right.
You know, take a scalpel and undo those stitches or whatever it is you put in there because...
I imagine that
could lead to health problems, for
fair.
One.
Fair, yeah. You don't want to get backed up.
No, you don't want to get backed up.
Okay.
Know. A healthy person is a person with a regular movement, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm glad we see eye to eye on this inner sanctum. Enter the code, Nick.
Okay. 8432.
Aha. Uh-huh.
765.
Yes.
443.
Yes.
287.
Oh, back one.
286.
Correct.
4320.
Pound sign.
Pound at 563.
Put your hand on the reader.
Oh, hand on the reader.
Wait. Light is green.
Yeah, okay, great.
Good. Now.
-7.
Come inside. But first.
Yep.
Put on this blindfold.
Okay. I can't see anything.
Oh, that is exactly what I am saying. You cannot see anything. You cannot hear anything right now until I turn it on.
Okay.
When I turn it on, it will feel like 1,000 bees are crawling on your skin.
Wow, I don't know if I like that.
Well, you may like it, you may not like it.
Okay.
But this is what it's going to feel like. 1,000 bees.
Gosh.
Each of them more hungry than the last for a taste of your flesh.
Oh, I am allergic to bees.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bees things, though.
It's not real.
Okay.
Bees. It's okay. Going to feel like bees.
Great, thank you.
What it is you will be experiencing is a very amplified magnetic field.
Oh, okay. I've got metal in my body. I've got some cartilage problem with my knee. So I got my kneecap replaced. It's actually metal.
Right.
So is my leg just going to tear off or...
Yes.
Okay.
It will tear off and it will stick to the wall.
Okay.
We'll keep track of what body parts you lose.
No problem.
We'll do our best to reimburse you.
Okay.
At the end.
But don't expect much.
Former level 7 over there.
Wow.
His body was laced with adamantium.
Oh, that must have been messy.
It was messy. He could still speak and observe.
Right.
That's right. I'm a little pissed off about it. Just stuck to this wall.
Speak when spoken to, all right?
I'm saying, I came down here, knocked 3 times, trying to complete a foreman project of some such designation. And then what happens? Parts of my adamantium skeleton get torn out of my body. And here I am, just stuck against a wall, waiting for some kind of compensation. I intend to file a complaint as soon as I can pull myself off of this wall.
Yes, it'll be a court day in hell before that happens.
Hey, good job, man. I'm glad you dedicated yourself to the Fortman Project.
Yeah, fuck you too.
People, they get bitter when they don't get what they want, so, you know. All right, are you ready, Nick Peterman?
I am ready, sir.
Stop right there,
Harness!
That's right. You left the door open.
Jesus, criminis. I did leave the door open, Nick. Were you born in a barn?
There's so many numbers to input. I forgot I had so many other
things. Don't blame Nick for your stupidity.
Well, who should I blame, then, for my stupidity? Wait a second.
Yourself. You've been working on this Forbin project so long, you've lost sight of the bigger picture.
The bigger picture?
Yes.
The bigger picture that I should be part of your military-industrial complex.
But this is the military-industrial complex. You're in the center of it with your research.
Hold on, let me check my address on my driver's license. Yes, it is.
But you thought your research was bigger than the project. Good heavens, is that Cameron on the wall?
Hey, General Hardass.
Cameron, why are you on the wall?
Long story. But
have you been compensated?
No, I have not.
You should file a complaint.
Tell me about it.
Well, file a complaint.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Kramer, nice work, man. I'm glad you really dedicated yourself to the job.
Oh, this is a what? This is a mutual hand job going on here.
No, it's not, Forbin. This is where we shut you down.
Shut me down?
This electromagnet? What purpose does it have for our project? The project of the Colossus. A giant, human-shaped machine that will crush our enemies.
When I turn this machine on, General Hardass, you will see exactly what the connection it has to the Colossus.
Don't turn it on!
Don't
it's
turn it
dangerous.
On!
You'll tear poor
Nick, sir.
Nick's knee. You'll tear Nick's knee right off, and who knows? And I need Nick. He's uncorrupted.
Uncorrupted? Nick is the final piece of my puzzle.
What?
His pureness is exactly what I need to complete the Forbin project.
The missing piece is his kneecap.
Exactly.
And my adamantium skeleton.
That's right, Cameron. I'm wondering why I didn't you scrape you off with a spatula and send you out with the compost, huh? Because I needed you. You are sassy.
Look at you, Mr. All scientist-y and secret.
You're a keen judge of character.
I've still got it.
You certainly do. I'm flipping the switch, Hardass. And there goes your ass.
My ass!
Against the wall. I've
been completely torn out of my body and...
Welcome to the club.
Well, I'm still not stuck to the wall. It was just my hard ass.
You should have sewn it up, sir.
That was a metaphor, I thought.
Oh, well, yeah, but at this case, he probably should have sewn it back in.
Oh, him, yes, sure.
Nick, do something. Stop him before he takes all of our body parts and completes this machine.
But I can't see. I've got this blindfold on.
Here, let me... Yeah, I'll take it off.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, Cameron. God damn.
I know.
Oh, man. Your ass is out. Okay, look. This Forbin project, it can't go on any longer. I've got to stop this.
Stop it? You think you can stop something like this? The Forbin project is a self-referential project that will complete itself whether you choose to stop it or not.
Please, Nick, do something.
Okay.
Wait a second. What's this thing actually going to do to the Colossus?
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah.
You're taunting me? You want to know what the Colossus will do?
Yes, I'd like to know. I would like an explanation.
This will give the Colossus a soul.
So what?
The ethereal elements that make us human. The soul. It will be imbued into the Colossus. It comes from this unadulterated man, Nick Biederman. He will animate the Colossus with his soul. Don't you see?
But you're gonna make him give up his life for this machine?
Everything is a bargain, Ardas.
That's theft. You're stealing his life to make your project complete. Turn the Colossus into something evil for your own ends.
Wait a minute! What if my soul goes into this Colossus and I turn this Colossus into something for good, not for evil?
I say give it a shot.
I wish I could make a more gruff decision, but my hard ass is torn from me.
Forbin, you will not win this day. It's all about Nick Biederman. Here I go, running to the Colossus.
Oh.
Forbin! He did it.
He's merged with it.
He's merged with the machine. And now look at the electricity going up the wires to the Colossus. Nick, are you in there? The Colossus.
I am the Colossus.
Look at it, moving like a jungle cat.
It's so big and yet so spry and nimble.
There he goes, running into the distance. Nick, where are you going? Why are you taking the Colossus away?
I need to be level 20.
Going for level 20, he'll be the biggest level 20 they've ever seen.
He's giving in to blind ambition and using the power of the Colossus to meet those ends.
Yes, he is.
He's taken what you were going to do to the next level, Forbin.
Oh.
We've created a monster today, gentlemen.
You created a monster?
Well, don't forget, your ass is part of it, too.
Son of a bitch. We have to do something.
Wait! I did build a failsafe into the Colossus. If we go, and we grab it, and we tickle it ever so under the behind his left knee, that will shut it down.
That same knee that the kneecap was from.
Exactly.
It's his Achilles kneecap.
You know, perhaps I was wrong to have gone head to head with you.
For sure, you were wrong to do that.
Yes. You've seen the error of my ways now. I've created something that I cannot control.
Well, let's go control it.
You know who I want to have as part of this? Cassandra Stevenson and Cameron.
Well, I think you meant Stanfield, but I don't...
Who did I say?
Stevenson, he's long dead.
Oh, yes.
The Colossus crushed him on the way out.
Oh, that's right. Stansfield!
Let's go, all of us. Quickly!
Level 22, here I come.
Hold on! We've driven this far in my hovermobile to stop you.
Ardas?
That's right.
Look at me. I am Colossus.
But you're still a level 7.
How is that even possible?
Well, because you haven't been granted level 8 yet, have you?
Check your clearance, buddy. That's right. It's Stansfield, your old pal.
Damn it, Stansfield.
And look who I brought with me. Cameron, the guy without a animanium skeleton.
Cameron.
And Cassandra, the woman who falls over in the office from before. We just met one.
I told you to concentrate on the next level, not so far beyond.
But I'm huge. I'm the next level. I'm the future.
You are still a level 7 because you haven't been given clearance for 8.
You gotta earn that clearance, buddy.
Good job keeping him distracted, guys. I'm going to shimmy up his calf.
Go for it. If you want level 8, you have to get Stanfield and myself to grant you that permission.
Oh, come on, guys! Can't you grant the Colossus permission?
Hey, buddy, if you want my advice, the Colossus doesn't ask for permission. He just takes permission.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I know I'm not helping, but I'm just it's just real talk between me and my pal.
I want clearance now!
If you crush me, you'll never get clearance. I'm the only one that can grant clearance up to the same level as myself.
Okay, guys, I'm up here behind the left kneecap. Someone huck me that feather duster.
I've got it.
Thank you, Cassandra.
That's it, Lorna. What the hell is that? Hey, the left knee, what the hell's behind my left knee? That's you, kind of tingling. What the hell is that?
Initiate a shutdown.
No!
You've shut down the Colossus, Foreman. Now,
with Cassandra's help, of course. Thanks for the feather duster, Cassandra.
You're very welcome, Mr. Foreman.
Please, just Foreman.
Is that your first name?
It's my only name.
It's Cher.
Exactly.
Foreman, we have to unmerge Nick from the Colossus.
Unmerge him?
Is it possible?
I don't know. I don't have the algorithms for that. They are inside Nick's head.
Well, then it looks like he'll just be a giant level 7 forever.
Is that such a terrible fate, after all?
If we can use him and harness his blind ambition for good.
Hey, morning, Biederman.
Morning, sir.
How's that Foreman project work out for you?
It was an experience, sir. Met a lot of cool people. One guy was just plastered against the wall. Hard ass, I mean, he's really a hard ass. And, this cute old lady, Cassandra, she was nice. Oh. Because she never walked forwards, ever.
Oh, yeah, we all know about her. Anyways, that's what's next on the docket here. Ah, the Blurbin Project.
Jeez.
Just, here, I made a extra large folder for you. Here you go, it's a two-hander for me.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Just dial the number on the piece of paper. Good luck to you.
Oh, gosh.
And, for racquetball later or anything?
Yeah, if there's a chance that we can get a bigger court, that'd be great.
Okay.
Colossus, The Foreman Project, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Stansfield, Cassandra, and former Level 7 Cameron, Lee Smart as Dr. Foreman, Nug Nargang as General Hardass, and special guest Nigel Downer as Nick Biederman, recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid has a live show on June 4th at Comedy Bar in Toronto with Bad Dog Theater. Join us, won't you? That's June 4th at Comedy Bar with the Bad Dog Theater. Don't you dare miss it. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.